It's 1:37, and on the coffee cup he taps out a rhythm too blithe to be truly nonchalant. Too late, the waitress, all blonde hair and soft curves, hands him a menu with which to shield his nerves, and at last his companion sweeps in with imperiousness, gestures to the staff, and in total seriousness orders a coffee to go and a slice of cake, tells him he didn't have to wait, and is gone. I feel his loss from the other side of the counter. He watches her leave as though he's done it 1,000 times in 1,000 different cafes, just like this one. And the rhythm is slower now, the frozen window reflecting his scowl. It's 2 o'clock, and for the first time since I took this job, I take a step into the unknown, send him a donut and a note. He reads it quietly, leaves as silently as he arrived, and I pour my embarrassment down the drain with the remains of his coffee. But at 6 o'clock, when I finally lock up the day's disappointment, he's waiting in the doorway of the bank with an umbrella and a look of bemusement. He offers me a drink, anything but coffee, I think, and arm in arm we wend our way to the bar, where I intend on getting him very, very drunk.